You are listening to Free Fridays, brought to you by the Movie Cellar Podcast.
Welcome to the Movie Cellar, where we have a VHS collection, an internet connection, and uninformed opinions. We're brought to you by the gods of the show, Alita Army, Jack Thorne, and our God of Gods, with over $10,000 donated to the JDRF, Zach Whittier. If you would like to help the JDRF find a cure for type 1 diabetes, then go to jdrf.org and make a donation. Any amount helps. Any amount is awesome and greatly appreciated. And to show you our appreciation, if you donate to the JDRF, we will do a show just for you. Just shoot us a screenshot of your donation. Tell us what movie you want us to watch, and we will do an episode in your honor, in your appreciation. My name is Dan. I'm the host of this show, and you are listening to a Free Friday episode. Congratulations, you made it to another Friday, you made it through another week, and it is officially springtime if you're listening in the Northern Hemisphere. If you are in Australia or anywhere else in the Southern Hemisphere, well, it's fall, and fall's lovely, and I hope you're enjoying it. But for those of us around this part of the world, it is a wonderful time of year. Things are warming up, the sun is out longer, and it feels like there is hope in the air again. I am out of town while you're listening to this, and spending a week in Florida with my family, and I'm sure I'm having a marvelous time enjoying the sunlight and the pool and the heat, the warmth of being in the southern United States. So, even though I'm out of town, I made sure to put this episode together for you guys. I did it a little early, so I haven't fully listened to all of the content yet, but like as far as the podcast recommendations I'm going to give, but some of my friends were kind enough to give me a heads up of what they were going to be releasing so that I could let you guys know to go check it out. But before we get to those, let me just explain real quick. If you're new to this, Free Fridays are a show usually, hopefully, intended to be very quick, where I run through recommendations of some films that you should check out on free streaming platforms. Those are platforms where you don't have to pay any fee to join up, or you don't even have to join up necessarily. We started with Tubi, but there are lots of other great platforms to check out too. This week's episode is going to feature a multitude of different free streaming platforms. So make sure if you hear a movie that you want to check out, that you also hear where you can check it out for free. If you have any recommendations for me to shout out on the show, shoot me a message on Instagram or Facebook at The Movie Cellar, or you can email me at themovieseller@gmail.com. Tell me the recommendation, and I'll share it with the listeners and make sure to give you credit for that. I love it when people reach out. I love it when people message. I love to know that people are listening and want to interact. So please do not be afraid to let me know if you have some good ideas of things for people to check out. All right. With that said, let's get into it. On the Tuesday show this week, we had a good friend, Tim, from the On Second Watch podcast, join us to do the 10 at 10. If you haven't listened to that show, I definitely recommend it. It was a lot of fun. It was great to talk to Tim and catch up with him because we hadn't chatted in quite a while. Now, Tim's show On Second Watch is currently on a bit of a hiatus, although I strongly encouraged him to get back to it because we love his show. But in the episode, we talked about one sort of mini series that they've been doing over the years called How Would Sean Bean Have Died, or, you know, Killing Sean Bean, or basically these are episodes where they put Sean Bean into a film and find ways to kill him because he is notorious for being killed in films. So I figured in the spirit of that, I would point out some movies that you can watch on free streaming platforms where Sean Bean is killed. All right. Now, I will be fully upfront about this. I know some of these movies. I do not know all of them. I found a list of movies where he died, cross-referenced that with all the free platforms, and put this list together. So these recommendations come with a little bit of a caveat that all I'm telling you is Sean Bean dies in these movies. I am not telling you they are good, although a few of them I will tell you I enjoyed because I have seen. You won't get any of the big dogs in here, you know. No Game of Thrones, no Lord of the Rings. Unfortunately, those are behind paywalls, but I've got some good ones for you. So let's get into them. First up, a movie called Scarlet. It's a mini series. It dropped in 1994. In Scarlet, Sean Bean is stabbed to death. You can watch that on Tubi. Next up, a movie called Airborne. That dropped in 1998. He is shot in that film, and you can watch that on the Roku channel. Which, when I first started this out, I wasn't sure if Roku was free without a Roku device, but I have confirmed since then that you do not need a Roku device to watch the Roku channel for free. So, there you go. Next up, this is one that I definitely recommend, 2001's Don't Say a Word. This movie stars Michael Douglas, Brittany Murphy, Sean Bean is buried alive in it. So, well, when he's buried, he's alive, but then he dies. So check that one out. That is on Plex. Plex has films that you have to pay for, but they also have free films. This is one of their free films, I confirmed. Next up is another, probably my favorite of all of the movies. Nah, the next one after this is really good too. But this is definitely up there for me. This one and the next one are my two favorites. Equilibrium, starring Christian Bale and also the great Sean Bean. You can find that on Pluto TV. And sadly, Mr. Sean Bean is shot to death in that film. Shootings are not that exciting, and a lot of these are shootings, but guns are just a common weapon of death, unfortunately, in real life and in films. But some of these, he gets to die in much more interesting ways. The next one is definitely one of those. The next film that I want to talk about is The Island. The Island, starring Scarlett Johansson and Ewan McGregor. In this film, Sean Bean is shot, but not with a gun, with a grappling hook. He's shot with a grappling hook and hung. And you can watch that on Pluto TV as well. So Equilibrium and The Island, my two biggest recommendations of all of these, those you can watch both on Pluto TV. Next up, a movie called Far North. I don't know much about this one. I know it's on Tubi, and I know that they have a more creative way of killing Sean Bean than with a gun. In Far North, Sean Bean dies by freezing to death. Next up, the last two I have on here, Sean Bean is shot in both of them. Not very creative, but what are you going to do? Both on Tubi, Red Riding Hood 1974, which actually came out in 2008. Not Red Riding Hood, sorry, Red Riding, /1974. Dropped in 2008. I don't know much about it. Lastly, Age of Heroes, also on Tubi. In that film, he is shot as well. So there is a quick rundown of some Sean Bean deaths that you can go check out on free streaming platforms. Don't Say a Word on Plex, Equilibrium on Pluto, The Island on Pluto. Those are the three that I would definitely, if you want my recommendation for the weekend, those are the ones to check out. All super good movies. All righty. Now let's get on to the podcasts. Now again, like I explained already, I've not necessarily heard all of these. When I recorded this, they had not all dropped. None of them have actually dropped at this point. But I have listened to this one, The Struggling Artist. Trev sent me the episode early. If you are on his Patreon, you can also listen to it early. He has $2, $3, $5 tiers, but this is Free Friday. This is about free shows, and his show is for free on all the podcasting platforms. This week, he had an awesome guest on, dude from the band Horrorwood Ending. They are a horror punk band, but very, very different than what you would probably think of horror punk. It's really cool, really fast, upbeat, good stuff. You can hear them. You can hear one of their songs at the end of the episode. Great song. Great conversation. Loved the episode. Want to connect with the dude because he's a huge Ramiro fan. I knew he was a huge fan when he starts talking about Knight Riders. If you know Knight Riders, you are a real deal, true blue George A. Ramiro fan. And he knew it and loved it. And so I got to get him on the show, maybe get him to come through to do a 10 at 10. Great episode. So go check out Horror Wood Ending. Next up, the old Dopey Show. Dopey, the podcast on drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. On Friday, Dave had on a guest named Benji Borderline, which Dave described the episode as, what did he say? Like it was a crazy one or something along those lines. I need to find it now so that I don't misquote him. Legendary. Dave says this is a legendary show. So tune in for Benji Borderline. He's a YouTuber. I've heard some of his stories. They are fucking crazy. He talks about almost burning down a hotel in West Hollywood on YouTube and a bunch of other wild drug stories. So I'm sure it's a great episode. Definitely go check that one out. And the Tuesday show, which is quickly becoming my favorite Dopey show. Tuesday's episode, he has in Lowe's from Brutal Recovery. Lowe's is a young woman from Ireland, I want to say. I feel like maybe I'm wrong, which would be really bad. But anyway, she runs a Instagram account called Brutal Recovery, where she posts memes about recovery, you know, drug addiction and recovery. They're funny. They are poignant. They are on point. She is fantastic. She has guested on Dopey a handful of times, and every time she brings it, brings great energy, brings great stories, and is an awesome guest. So very excited for her to be joining on Tuesday. Definitely go check that one out. The Tuesday shows have been a lot more down to earth than the Friday shows, like a lot more guests that are just super chill and, you know, less. I don't know. I've liked the last 3 weeks of Tuesday show. So Dave, if you're listening to this, keep it up, man. Love them. And love getting a double dose of Dopey in my week. Alrighty. Lastly, very excited about this one as well. My friend Chris Chavez has a show called Out of the Shadows. We've talked about it a handful of times. Out of the Shadows was actually the catalyst of one of our Free Friday episodes a couple weeks ago. Talked about movies that they've covered on their show that you can watch for free. But this week is very cool. They're having on Robin Block, who is like the CEO or something of some company that the company that produced the In Search of Darkness documentaries, which Out of the Shadows is based on In Search of Darkness. In Search of Darkness are these documentaries that deep dive into 1980s horror films. Talk about, you know, they just like cover everything. You know, they're like 4 hour long documentaries. They have three of them. They're great documentaries. They're not for free, so we're not going to talk about them too much. But anyway, Out of the Shadows podcast, Chris's podcast, gets their movie picks from the In Search of Darkness documentaries, and then they talk about them one by one on their show. And this week they have Robin Block, who was involved in the production of those documentaries, also talking about a documentary they have coming out, that Robin has coming out, around The Thing, John Carpenter's The Thing, which is an amazing movie. Love a good, like, deep dive into one single movie and the making of it and all of that stuff type of documentary. So that's very exciting. Really cool get, really cool that they got to interview Robin, and you guys should definitely go check that one out. So that's it. We're right around 15, so I'm going to call it. I hope you guys have an awesome weekend. I hope you get to check out some great podcasts, watch some great movies, and if you feel so inclined, give Sean Bean the chance to die on your TV screen. So we will see you again on Tuesday. Bye.